You know, obviously, public education and higher education are the foundations of our democracy, but also of our workforce. And for us to maintain the strong economy that we've had and to be able to move forward and continue to have a strong economy, we've got to have an educated workforce.
I'm Dan Neal, Republican running for the State House District 48. Basically, the way I look at the budget shortfall is everything's on the table, okay? But we need to ask ourselves the difference between wants and needs. Okay, I feel one of the things that we absolutely need to make sure that we fund is education. But we got to look at it and decide, really, are we getting all we can for our dollars that we are investing in education? And there's a lot of aspects of that we need to look at. You know, teacher performance. Are we rewarding teachers for just being teachers or being good teachers? But we need to make sure that we can fund that education over the next 10, 20 years. And that's a question that's going to come up this budget cycle.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a very good track record of dedicating funds to public education. For instance, the lottery. People assumed that that was going to go to education, and indeed it was dedicated eventually to the education budget. But what it came down to is it just substituted for other funds in general revenue. So it was really more of a wash.
I would be considerate of new revenue stream as long as it coincides with a tax reduction. So if we're going to cut the education portion of our property tax, I would listen to maybe a consumption tax or some other way to generate revenue for the state. I would consider it.
I think there's a lot of us that are concerned with the fact that the State Board of Education has injected too much politics into what goes on with our children's curriculum as well as textbook selection. For that reason, I am going to reintroduce legislation to make the elections nonpartisan, similar to our school boards, where we have already made the determination that education is not a partisan issue.
Well, the boards are elected officials. I think that's an oversight right there. They have to go out and stand behind their decisions that they make each election cycle. Okay, that puts them to the criteria of the voting public. The issue with the state board more than anything else is a state board needs to be doing all it can to ensure with the math and science of this state being at a high level. Because right now, nationally, we're falling behind other countries. So we need to put an emphasis on making sure that we can compete in the math and science areas of education. I think sometimes maybe we get caught too much in the social issues and need to focus on the education of our children.